We're still catching up. So I'll share with you what I said. Shabbos Parshas Ve'aschanan, which was also Parshas Nachmo. The pasuk says, after it begins, Nachmo, Nachmo, Ami, Yemer Adakeichem, comfort, comfort my nation, says your God. The Medrash says on this, Chotu B'Keflayim, they sinned it double, as it says, Chet Chotu Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim sinned a sin, which is a double expression. Loka B'Keflayim, they were smitten double, as it says, Ki Lokcha Miyad Hashem Keflayim B'Chol Chotayseo, she received from Hashem double for her sins. V'Yisnachmo B'Keflayim, they will be comforted double, as it says, Nachmu Nachmu Ami, double expression, comfort, comfort my nation. So we need to understand, what does it mean to sin double, to be smitten double, and to be comforted double? It doesn't say that they sin twice, it says they sin double. The Gemara, there's a Gemara Masechtas Chulin, the Gemara says, Esther men ha-Torah menayin. Where do we find Esther in the Torah? And the Gemara answers from a pasuk in Parshas Vayelech. The pasuk says, V'anoichi haster aster panai v'yayim ahu. Hashem says, and I will conceal my face on that day. And it says a double expression, haster aster. That's from there, the word aster is similar to the word Esther. That's where we know Esther from the Torah. It's very difficult. Esther Amalka was a tzaddikus. Why would her name be alluded to by this pasuk, which is, seems to be a terrible pasuk? Hashem says he's going to hide his face from us. That pasuk in general is a very difficult pasuk. The pasuk says, it says over there that many terrible things will happen, and Bnei Yisrael will come to the realization it says over there, the pasuk says, "Va'amar b'yayim ahu," Klal Yisrael will say on that day, "Haloyal ki ena lekai b'kirbi mitzo'uni harois ha'ele," it is because Hashem is no longer within me that these bad things have befallen us. Says the pasuk, "Manochi haster aster pana b'yemahu." I will conceal my face on that day. I'll call a ra'a asher asa for all the evil that they have done. It's very difficult because it seems that they've already come to the realization that is due to their actions, due to their bad deeds, that Hashem has departed from them. It's because Hashem is no longer within me. That's why these things happen. So why does if they came to the realization, so that means that they're doing tshuva. So why does the pasuk say, why does Hashem say afterwards, and I will hide my face on that day? No, that's the time for since we're doing tshuva, it would seem that that Hashem should not continue punishing us. Well, the answer is, as the Rebbe Rabbinim says, on that pasuk, the Rebbe Rabbinim explains that the greatest avera that a yid can do is say, Al ki ein elekai bekirbi, is to say that Hashem is no longer within me. Meaning, the Rebbe Yisrael is always with Klal Yisrael. He's always with us. No matter how low we fall, the pasuk says, "Hashoichin itam v'soich tumoisam." Hashem dwells with us, even in our tumah. It's just that Hashem conceals Himself. But a yid needs to know that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is always with us. Not only is He with us, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is suffering with us. To suggest that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam isn't with us is to indicate that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't care about me. And he's just deserted us. That's an offense. And when a Yid says, Al ki ein elekai bekirbi, it's because Hashem is not with us. He doesn't care about me. He's deserted us. I'm suffering, and he's not suffering. That's when Hashem says, V'anoichi haster haster panai b'yamahu. The truth is that it's a Feirush Rashi at the end of Parshas Bishalach. Right before Amalek attacks us, Rashi says, the Pasuk says, that B'nai Yisrael tested Hashem, saying, is Hashem within us or not? That's what the Pasuk says. Says Rashi, immediately afterwards, the next two words are Aviyava Yamalek, and Amalek came. Says Rashi, Samach Parsha Zul Mikrazet Loimar. The Hashem, this pasuk of Ayyavay Amalek is immediately after the previous pasuk where Klal Yisrael were questioning whether Hashem was among them or not. Loimar, and the reason for this is that Hashem is telling us, says Rashi, Tomid ani b'neichem, I'm always among you. Umezumen l'chol tzarchechem, I'm always ready for all of your needs. And you're saying, you're questioning whether I'm within you or not? Moshal, says Rashi, this is comparable to la'odam, to a person shehirkiv benoy al ksefoy, v'yotzal aderach, to a person who put his son on his shoulders and he went out on the path. Whenever the son would see an object that he wanted, he would say, Abba, Tata, Tota Chefetz Evitenli, can you please pick up that object for me? The father would pick it up and give it to him, a second time, and a third time. And then, they meet a person. And the son says to the person, Abba, have you perhaps seen my father? The father says to him, you don't know where I am. I'm carrying you on my shoulders. So that's why when we started questioning whether Hashem was among us or not, Hashem said, Hashem brought Amalek to attack us. So Rashi's telling us that the worst thing we can do is question whether Hashem is within us or not. Mamash, exactly what the Rebbe Avinim is saying. When Yidin say, it's because Hashem is not within me. That's why these bad things have befallen us. That's when Anochi Aster Pona B'Yamahu. That's when Hashem says, that's when I'll conceal my face. But it's much deeper. Reb Tzadik says on this pasuk, "V'anochi haster astir," the double expression, "I will conceal," concealing, "I will conceal myself." Says Reb Tzadik that when the Rebbeinu Shlom conceals himself, that is. Meaning, there's a time when the Rebbeinu Shlom conceals himself, and it's obvious that the Rebbeinu Shlom is concealed. And we all realize that Hashem is concealing himself from us. Not that he's not with us, but he's concealing himself from us. That's Hester Ponim. But then there is Hanoichi Haster Astir, which means Hashem is Mastir the Hester. Hashem conceals the concealment. That meaning Hashem conceals the fact that he's concealed, that we don't even realize what we're missing. We don't even realize there are times, if we would go through life realizing that we live a life of Hester Ponim, that's a halbe brach, it's a halbe tzora. But if we go through life not even realizing that we're in Hestepanim, we go through life not even realize that we're lacking anything. Hashem is mastir the Hester. Hashem conceals the fact that there's a Hester upon him. That's the worst klal in the world. So when does that happen? When the bad things happen, and instead of realizing that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is with us, and he's concealed, and he's suffering with us. Instead, we come to the conclusion, you know what, that he probably just deserted us. And let us just suffer in the hands of all these bad things. When we don't realize the Hester, Rebbeinu Shleilam says, you don't want to realize the Hester? Then if that's the case, I'm going to be mastir the Hester. If you're not realizing the Hester anyway, if you don't realize that I'm concealing myself, but I'm with you, then I'm just going to conceal the fact that I'm concealed. And you'll just live godless lives. The Rebbeinu Shleilam is mastir the Hester. So ordinarily, you know, we understand there are many halachas in which we're supposed to remember the churban. A gid is supposed to have when a person enters their house, there's supposed to be an ame by an ame that is not painted as a commemoration of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, zecher l'churban. By a chasana, we break a plate, we break a glass, zecher l'churban. So we usually understand that it's supposed to remind us of our sadness. I think quite the contrary. If not for these commemorations, if not for these remembrances that we have, we would live lives of haster astir. We would live lives, totally godless lives. Not even realizing that we're in a Hester. These Zecher L'Churban reminds us that there's a Hester upon him. And that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is with us. He's just concealed. These things take us out of the Haster Astir and bring it a level higher, which is that is there's only a Hester. It's not a haster astir. But if we wouldn't have these remembrances, it would be a haster astir. Even the hester would be concealed. And that's the avodah v'yid. Avodah v'yid is to remember that there's a hester, meaning that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is concealed, even though we don't see that we don't see Hashem's presence. But to realize that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is with us, he dwells with us. He's concealed, but he's with us. And that was the avodah of Esther Amalkah. To teach Klal Yisrael that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is behester and he's with us. And that's why we find that the entire Megillas Esther, Hashem's name is not mentioned even once. But there was no question that you see the Rebbeinu Shleilam throughout the Megillah. He's just hiding. It's not Haster Astir. Esther brought out that there's only one Hester. She took away the Haster Astir. So that we should realize that there's a Rebbeinu Shleilam that's with us all the time. I believe that this chet, this sin of claiming or not even realizing that there's a Hester. The sin of saying, Al-Ki'enu le-Kai v'kir b'Yashem is not with us. I mean, there's not even a Hester. He's totally not with us. That's called a chet b'kiflaim. That's a double chet. Not only indicating that there's a Hester, but saying that the Rebbeinu Shlom has totally deserted us. And for that, there's a loku b'kiflaim. For saying, Al-Ki'enu le-Kai b'kirbi, for saying that the Rebbeinu Shlom is not with us. Not only causing the Hester, but indicating that there's not even a Hester. That causes a loku b'kiflaim, that we're smitten with the kiflaim, which is the haster astir, that the Rebbeinu Shlom actually conceals the concealment so we live a godless life. Yisnachmo b'kiflaim, but we'll be comforted double. Not only when Mashiach comes, not only will the Hester not be concealed, but there won't be a Hester altogether. The Rebbeinu Shlom will be revealed to the entire world. I once heard, there's a famous comedian in New York, his name is Bianco Miller. So he told a story that after the war, maybe it was before the war, a Yid came over from Europe, and he invested and he got involved in some business. And he opened a store, and eventually the store was very successful, and he opened another store, and the store continued to grow, and he started opening stores, a large branch of stores, and these stores are now huge department stores all over the United States. And obviously this Yid became very, very wealthy. And despite his wealth, he held on to his religion, but his children, who grew up with the wealth, they no longer remained frum. In other words, they were traditional, but they were no longer frum. No longer kept Shabbos. So one day this Yid wasn't feeling well. He was getting older, he wasn't feeling well, he went to the doctor, and the doctor told him, he called in the children, and he told them that he only has 6 months left to live. He never has a sickness that has spread throughout his whole body, he only has 6 months left to live. The children made a quick calculation, and realized that the 6 months from then is holiday season. And they said to the father that if we have to sit Shiva at holiday season, which means we can't work, we're going to suffer terrible losses in the business. We can't afford to sit Shiva then. So you know what? We're going to sit Shiva now instead. So the father, hearing this, went to his rabbi and asked the Shaila if he should go pay his children a Shiva call. If he should go be Menachem Avil, his children who are sitting Shiva after him. And that's the story. Now, I believe that in our case, on Tisha B'Av we say, Yisayim Emoyinu V'Ein Av, we're orphans, we don't have a father. The truth is, our father is alive and well. We choose to sit Shiva because we've decided, Al-Ki'enu le-Kai v'Kirbi. We've decided that Hashem no longer cares about us. He's no longer with us. We're going to sit Shiva. And we sit down on the ground in Tisha B'Av and we cry. But the Rebbeinu Shlom has never left us. Our father is alive and well. And I believe that's why this month, the month of Tisha B'Av, is called Menachem Av. That our Father comes to comfort us. And he says, stop sitting on the ground and crying. I'm alive and well. I'm with you. I'm with you all the time. I've never deserted you. And we have to remember that. We have to remember that no matter what we go through, the Shekhinah is with us. The Shekhinah is suffering with us. Perhaps that's the reason to cry. But to say, to say that we're orphans and we no longer have a father, that's not acceptable. To say, that Hashem is no longer with us, that's not acceptable. That causes haster astir. That causes that Hashem conceals the concealment. We need to remove the concealment by realizing, yes, the Rebbeinu Shleilam is concealed, but he's with us. And by doing so, by realizing that Hashem is always with us, the Rebbeinu Shleilam is always bekirbi, will be zeichet to the time of Nachmu Nachmu Ami, the Nechama bekiflaim, the double Nechama, where our Father will come and be Menachem us, the Menachem of, he'll come and be Menachem us by revealing himself to the entire world, and notifying the entire world that we are his children. V'vias Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera b'yamim.